Welcome to Chapter 6, where we'll be exploring the fascinating world of protoplasm and cell components, so let's dive right in and see why this topic matters. You know, the cell is often referred to as the building block of life, and understanding its structure is crucial for grasping the intricacies of living organisms. So, what exactly is protoplasm? Well, it's the living substance of the cell, an aqueous, translucent matrix that appears grayish or faintly brown, and it's made up of a bunch of different elements like carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, iron, phosphorus, and sulfur, all combined in various ways to form things like carbohydrates, proteins, lipids, and mineral salts. Now, let's break it down further. Protoplasm encompasses not just the cytoplasm, but also the nucleus and every membrane-bound compartment, all of which are enclosed by the plasma membrane. That's a lot to take in, so let's pause for a second and make sure we're on the same page. Can you think of a way to remember all the different parts of a cell? Maybe something that'll help you keep track of everything? You know, one way to do this is by using a mnemonic device, like the one we have here, which uses the sentence Ella, Mira and Rima like to play carom, golf and volleyball to represent the different cell components, like the endoplasmic reticulum, mitochondria, ribosome, lysosome, plastids, centrosome, Golgi bodies, and vacuole. It's kind of like a little memory game, where each word corresponds to the first letter of a cell component, and if you can remember the sentence, you can recall all the different parts of the cell. So, let's go through it step by step. We've got the endoplasmic reticulum, which is like a network of tubes and sacs that helps with protein synthesis and transport, and then there are the mitochondria, which are often referred to as the powerhouses of the cell, because they generate most of the energy that the cell needs to function. And then we've got the ribosomes, which are responsible for protein synthesis, and the lysosomes, which are like the cell's recycling centers, breaking down and getting rid of waste, and that's just the beginning. Now, I know this is a lot to take in, so let's take a deep breath and try to summarize what we've covered so far. We've talked about protoplasm, and how it's the living substance of the cell, and we've gone over some of the different cell components, using a mnemonic device to help us remember them. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because there's still so much more to explore, but don't worry, we'll get to it all in due time. For now, just remember that the cell is like a tiny little city, with different parts working together to keep everything running smoothly, and with that in mind, let's keep moving forward, and see where our journey takes us next.